Mark Begich today released his plans for reducing the nation's tax burden on middle-class Americans. In his campaign travels around the state, Begich says he has found that one of the major things people want is tax relief, and it's time to make the tax system work for working people instead of for special interest groups.
Alaska families don't have a lobbyist. In theory, they thought, and I think a lot of them believe, that the people who represent them there are their representatives. But I think the system back there has gotten so special interest oriented that they forgot their main focus here. And the focus is everyday people.
He called for such things as continuing the tax credit on the purchase of hybrid automobiles and more efficient boat motors, expanding credits for education and increasing credits for health care insurance, particularly for newborn children and for treating parents who need help as dependents. He says the U.S. tax system does not reflect what people have to deal with today.
They have to deal with dependent care, where more and more families are taking care of their parents, which is a huge cost and burden. Or the cost for child care it's almost impossible to afford the quality child care, and or the first-time homeowner that's struggling to save enough money to get their down payment. My tax cut plan or the tax relief plan is focused on making sure that everyday folks, everyday Alaskans, they get the benefit of the tax laws, not the tax laws working against them.
His biggest suggestion would make a permanent change to the so-called stealth tax. The alternative minimum tax was written in 1969 specifically so that 155 of the nation's richest taxpayers could not avoid paying any tax. He says it has never been adjusted for inflation, and next year 43,000 Alaskans will face an unexpected expense when their taxes are due.
My objective is to fix that so the middle class will not pay that additional tax and they get some tax relief. 43,000 Alaskans will be affected. And that's that's just the inaction of Washington, D.C. on an issue that's hitting right into the pocketbooks of everyday families all across this country. And we need to fix that so they are not penalized. It's huge.
Incumbent Senator Ted Stevens' campaign office offered no comment on the proposals.